Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 4th through 6th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Admission and parking are free. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details and interactive show floor plan.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here inviting you to the 2019 Hemp Hill County AgriLife Beef Cattle Conference, April 23rd, 24th in Canadian, Texas. You'll learn from industry-leading experts, including Temple Grandin, Beef Magazine's Burke Tykert, Cattle Facts, and many others. Register now by calling 806-323-9114. That's 323-9114. Don't miss the year's top beef cattle event, including over 60 trade show vendors and the best beef meals you'll ever enjoy.
Mixed trade has developed across livestock trade, with April lean hog trade pushing a dollar per hundredweight higher in limited activity today. The hope and expectation that any trade deal with China would spark aggressive buyer support is helping to limit pressure in the complex. Corn futures today higher in sluggish trade, while May corn futures were about 1¾ cents lower. The Dow Jones 86 points higher, NASDAQ up 42 points. Over in live cattle today, follow through pressure quickly moving throughout the entire complex, with nearby contracts steady to 20 cents lower, with more aggressive pressure developing throughout the fall contract months. Concerns right now is that the increase of cattle on feed will skew the overall supply level of beef throughout the rest of the year. But there's also growing concern that if this trend of larger placements will continue throughout the rest of the year, it may further erode overall buyer activity throughout the complex. Cash markets undeveloped, with bids and asking prices still unavailable. Box beef cutouts, meanwhile, were higher, up 54 cents in select and up 69 cents per hundredweight in choice, with light movement of 64 total loads. Over in feeder cattle today, mixed feeder cattle trade has developed throughout the complex, with a mixture of nearby versus deferred trade direction throughout the day. This is holding margin April prices 15 to 67 cents per hundredweight higher, while all other trade is under pressure, falling 50 cents per hundredweight based on pressure in live cattle trade. Meanwhile, corn trade 1 to 2 cents lower today, with trade pulling back from the main nearby $3.80 area that's been tested the last three sessions. Soybean trade 4 to 6 cents lower today, with range-bound action continuing with the same dime we've traded the last week, with little fresh news. Meal was $2 to $3 lower, and oil flat to 10 points lower. Finally, today in wheat, trade was 1 cent lower to 4 cents higher, with Chicago wheat trade leading again during the day session. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.